Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa, who's bound for Kingfisher Charters after the show today. Going to go up there and have a great time up at Kingfisher Charters for his Father's Day special with his dad, of course. And having fun here talking fishing with Ron and Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayak.
Yeah, we're talking fishing and we're talking fun, man. We want to talk to you. Come be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. If you're out there, you got a question, want to know about kayak fishing, such a wealth of knowledge with having Ron and Hayden here this morning. And we're having a good time talking about it. And if you want to join us this morning, there's two ways that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line. Again, it's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or reach us toll-free. Our toll-free number is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, filling you in on everything you need to know about having fun on the water with those great Hobie kayaks, we're also giving away a few awesome prizes.
Are you kidding me?
In celebration of Father's Day, the first of which is just so cool. Being that this is Father's Day weekend and Olakai has such a special gift for you, it's a pair of the Nohiyamoku shoes. Great for everyday wear, great for on the boat, very lightweight, an awesome pair of Olakais.
Check out Steve Pinard's feet every day. That's what he wears, Nohiyamoku.
The Olakais are such good shoes. You know, we're a fishing tackle store. We're not a place that you would associate with high-end footwear. And
the flip flops are the best ever.
That's what I'm saying. We sell those things like you wouldn't believe. They don't
wear out.
They don't. And they the big thing about Olakais is they fit like a pair of shoes do. They're flip flops. You know, I mean, that's what I wear every day of my life.
And I'm sure, you know, they do have blowouts once in a while. I have never blown out a pair of Olakai sandals.
You know, I haven't either. Yeah. And for years now, they're so, so good and very, very worth the cost. If you're a person, too, that doesn't wear flip-flops all the time, I mean, they're built like a pair of shoes. You know, they have arch support, and they have all these things that flip-flops don't have. Anyways, can't say enough good things about Olakais, and so stoked that we're giving away a pair of those great shoes to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And if that wasn't enough, included in this Father's Day package is two tickets to go to the Captain's Reception. Our big Wicked Tuna event is coming up, the Tuna Wars event, and as we've talked about so much, a great event at the Valley High. The
Tuesday night.
The Captain's Reception.
You're going to miss it, man.
I know. I'm so bummed. I really wish I was going, but gonna duty calls and we'll be in Sitka.
You gotta go fishing Alaska.
Me and Dad will be catching some fish. But again, we're giving away two tickets with those Olakais to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And then another lucky caller at the end of the show today is gonna get to go fishing on the Fishing Mission. You'll get to check out those beautiful Hobie kayaks. You're gonna get to have great instruction from all the guys at Fast Lane. It's just a really, really cool opportunity. You're gonna get a spot on either the July 9th or the July 16th trips, whichever one works better for your schedule. You're going fishing on a Fishing Mission.
You bet. All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, bro. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Let's start it off with our fishdope.com reporter, the man, Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, kayak guys. So, another week of good news here. There's lots going on offshore, but before I get to that blue water stuff, we got to hit a few highlights here a little closer to home. Last week, the big news on the local scene was all that big barracuda that showed up on the horseshoe. You know, they hadn't been around much for a while, and we were really glad to have them back. And this week, breaking news, same kind of setup. Sand bass haven't been around hardly at all the past few years, but they're starting to school up, and the past few days has been darn good fishing. It's just great when those sandies are biting. It's good family fun. It's, you know, it's close to home. It's easy. Doesn't require specialized tackle. You don't even have to get up early. So nice to see that those sandies are starting to show up again here. We've been missing them. At Catalina Island, still some squid around the backside there. Backside middle is the best. A little bit of that school-size yellowtail up above there, just above the closure at Ben Weston up towards Little Harbor like that. The bigger-sized fish are off the V's, kind of the V's, the Silver Canyon, 20 to 30-pound fish there, 12 to 20 fathoms is the best area to fish that. There's some big halibut mixed in that area also, guys, at San Clemente Island. Quite a bit of yellowtail, many 30-pound-plus over there. There's some really good fishing on the big fish these past few days. A sprinkle of sea bass, a little bit of that bigger flatfish, mostly on the kelp lines there, backside west, and then there's a little squid in the cove, and there's some fish on that squid also. And then offshore, oh my God, there is so much tuna fish, it's just absolutely shocking. I was out Wednesday for the show, just crazy how much fish we looked at. Managed to hook two, also managed to lose both of them, can't figure that out, pull a hook on a couple of jigfish there. But that whole deep water zone between the 9 and then out to the 182 and then down to the 302, that whole sector there is just loaded with some school-sized yellowfin, school-sized bluefin, as well as some of that bigger bluefin. Man, there's some nice ones. We hooked at some good ones. Spear Guy got a 214 there on the top of the 9 Wednesday, and I think Jason Alley got a 174 on the kite not far from where we were. Congratulations to them. And then we're watching this guy in a skiff next to us with a big recurve bow sitting up in the bow chasing a school of tankers around trying to shoot one of those tankers like you might shoot a carp in a pond. So, I don't know if they ever did or not, but, man, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. A huge amount of fish and flat calm weather right now. It is time to go fishing, guys.
Ricky was just saying, you know, we were just talking earlier about a story about those spear guys. Like, the stuff is like, it's like giant submarines that come right to the boat, right?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what he was talking, and, you know, we were listening to him, a couple happy guys that had maybe a few too many beers, and listening to him trying to get this thing in a boat was just hysterical.
It's just unbelievable, and Mark, I know you've been fishing a bunch and you've been seeing it, and I just, there's no way to relate it to somebody who hasn't been out yet, that the fish counts just don't even paint the slightest picture of what's going on. And it's so close. I mean, all of this, these big giant 200-pounders that you hear Mark talking about, they're all within 30 miles of virtually every spot you could, you know, launch your boat from fishing in, you know, in San Diego, South Orange County. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And there's so much good fishing around. This great stretch of weather we have right now, Mark, can only make things better. And I know things are a-changing on those bluefin grounds as well as inshore, offshore. It's time to go fishing, right?
It's time. You know, I got a – we're leaving Sunday night on a two-day on the rail time. Fishing probably Clemente, and maybe we'll just maybe we'll take a little sachet out toward the tuna grounds if we happen to have a tank of squid and see what happens with that.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what? Like you guys just said there, if you aren't getting out there and seeing with your own two eyes what's going on, there is no way to describe how much tuna fish is swimming around. Like Ricky said, they're within 30 miles of the harbors. It's
crazy.
It's absolutely staggering.
Yeah.
There for sure is more fish around than there was last year. Clearly, it's not biting the same, and we're not having those full-scale giant foamers. But, boy, you talk to all the guys that are flying the planes and all the amount that's, you know, it's not as easy necessarily to find because they're not these, you know, quarter-mile-wide white frothing circles, but you know, if you slow down and you start looking at breezers and you see how big these big flat spots of these schools of tuna are, the volume that is out for our local taking is just insane. And as soon as those things turn on and decide to bite, whether it be a couple degrees of water temp or bait or just time for them to settle, whatever that thing, when it happens, oh, man, it is going to be so good.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, you talk about, you know, sand bass are bite, barracuda are back. Bonita at Clemente were just thick. I'm still calling albacore. I'm still saying we're going to get albacore, okay?
You know, it just feels like it.
Yeah.
It's probably just optimism on our part.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, kind of remembering the good old days. But, you know, there's got to be a few out there for us somewhere.
Yeah, I always stick with the Tommy Rothery theory. Just keep predicting until it happens.
Predicting until they come.
It's going to happen again.
And then when they do, you're the man. Like, I told you. I've been saying it the whole time.
Called
so,
it.
Fishdope.com is your source. This year, more than ever, you got to have fish dope. The guys are on it. Mark's reporting, and I know Dave's reporting, and a lot of the guys are keeping tabs on what's going on. Weather, water conditions, fish reports, the whole deal. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And, Mark, how do we find you?
P, we're in Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger there by the big Chevron station. And the phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I put up on my Facebook page a meter shot of one of the schools we went over. Solid 40 fathoms of fish.
I saw that, man. It looked unbelievable. Hey, thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Good luck on the rail time.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Let's head on down now over to San Diego, out to Seaforth Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. I think you got a pretty good report there going on. There are lots of fish on those 3 quarter days overnights. Tons of fish around. A little tough getting them on the boat there, just like you're just hearing. San Diego took a little look around this week. They went to the islands a couple days ago, saw some yellowtail, some bonita, barracuda, bass, which, I mean, that's still pretty good fishing, but they kept looking for those tuna. Yesterday they went offshore in California water, saw a few yellowfin, yellowtail. Then they're back offshore in Mexican waters today, so... like I said, a lot of fish there, but I'm sure those guys are getting a little frustrated now, seeing all the fish, it just doesn't want to bite. Still fish to catch there, and it's gonna turn around at some point here, and those fish are going to start biting. So lots of three-quarter day action there going out. The half day is very good fishing on there, seeing some calico bass fishing right now. They're seeing yellowtail, nice mix of fish on there, and fishing is just picking up, doing really well. In the twilight, I was catching calico bass yesterday. So definitely take a look at the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our half days, morning, afternoon, Fridays and Saturdays, we have the twilight, and that'll start to expand out here soon. Those 3 quarter days, if you're making reservations for 3 quarter days, really pay attention there to see where they're going to go. Yes, they took passports a couple days ago. Today they did not, but just be aware of that and be ready if you have it there. If you don't, you might have to take a different trip. Those overnights, 1 day, you got a day and a half out last night also, a couple 2 day trips there. So lots of options, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than welcome to come visit us down here, talk to us in person, make some reservations, visit the tackle shop. And like you said, it's time to go fishing. It's definitely flipped that switch from spring into summer here and just going complete right direction there. Some great weather, great fishing all around. So come down, get your gear, get on a trip, and get out there catching fish.
Time to go, right, Marcos?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial, with our Northern Baja report. What's up, Rick?
Hey,
welcome
Rick.
Home.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Ron and Hayden. Hey, Ron, I was looking through my phone the other day, and a memory popped up from a year ago yesterday. Do you know what you were doing a year ago yesterday?
Snowboarding? No. No, I don't even remember.
Well, a year ago yesterday, you, Pete, and I were out in the big swells chasing the big bluefin tuna with the poppers on the bow and getting the heck beat out of us, excuse me. And you worked and worked and worked and kept it going, and you managed to have a big 70-pound yellowfin tuna blow up right on the bow of the boat and managed to tangle himself all up in the line, and you put him on the boat in about 2 minutes.
That was the funniest thing ever. And remember how we gaffed it?
Yeah, with the cap on about 3 times.
Yeah.
And then
oh,
yeah, it was a good cluster.
Oh, yeah. And I was hanging off the rail of Pete's boat laughing so hard I couldn't say, take the tennis ball off.
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh, it was great. So what happens in Northern Baja, Rick?
Well, my son and I, after the nice tournament and everything down there at Rancho, made our way down to Cabo and then back through Todos Santos and up through Mag Bay and into Scorpion Bay and got a little bit of taste for everything. And, you know, the last, I don't know, 5 years or so, we've made this type of trip this time of year, my son and I, and it's just always so amazing how many different microclimates and temperatures and weather and wind, and you can pop around and hit it all perfect or find a place that things aren't lining up and head somewhere else. So we continued to do that for the remainder of that week and into last week. So we were down there all together 15 days or so and saw quite a few different things. When we were in the Central Pacific coast, the water there with the, you know, the lack of, or the changing no longer La Nina conditions or El Nino conditions, water's a lot cooler there. And the northern Mag Bay area, we saw some commercial guys whacking a bunch of big halibut. Nothing really near shore, even some red tide there and some cooler water. We rolled up through La Bocana and pretty windy there and not much going on offshore. But in the bay, there was a little bit of Corvina fishing. Real windy, but when the wind was down or you set up in the bay where you could cast down wind, there were some fish to be had in there. Up at Mulahay, and this was again on our way down, and then we got the word here recently that the bait's still around. Roosters are a little hit and miss, but when you can find them, they're in big numbers and just kind of moving around through the bay. Got a call also from, or I heard Jeff called in today. I didn't hear whether or not he gave a report, but he reported to me that the weather was good out at the island. Calico bite on the surface was good. Yellowtail are deep on the yo-yo iron and bait there. Up at Bay of L.A., when we rolled through there, it was a bit windy, but pre-wind the day before we got there, there was a huge spot of yellow around, and guys were really doing well on the yellowtail. Lots of bait in the bay. We didn't get to fish, but we rolled out of there, and the next couple of days, the weather really laid down, and the Cabrilla got back on the bite there pretty good. So if you can catch the non-windy days, Bay of L.A. has been doing well. San Quintin, with much improved weather, has the yellowtail back on the bite. A few white sea bass also around hitting the deck. Ensenada Colonnet, weather improving as well, but even during the poor weather and the misty days, there's decent yellowtail on the surface, good red fishing below. And we passed through Gonzaga Bay also, took that eastern route on the way back up and saw perfect weather with nobody out. And they currently have the Pesca La Baja tournament going on today, so looking forward to see what the results are there. Lots of people there in the tournament, and the next one, I guess, is I think heading down to Laredo on the next stop there. So lots
fantastic.
Happening in Baja.
Fantastic, just got, Rick.
Just got back and, you know, already missed getting back there. We'll be back down again soon.
Yeah, next time take one of those I-11s with you, or two of them, for you and your son,
mothership,
man.
Trip.
That would be pretty awesome.
Mini.
Throw those in the back of the truck. Then you'd have access to anywhere there for sure. Hey, Rick, great job sponsoring the Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero 21st Annual Tournament. $500 cash for the largest wahoo, which Mark won that. And thank you for being down there with your family. It was great hanging out with you. And if you want to talk fishing and finance, and really get your finances straight so you can do more trips and have more boats and have more fun. How do we get a hold of you at Sport Fishing Financial, Rick?
Well, it'd be great to see people out at the on-location broadcast here in a couple weeks. But other than that, check out my website, sportfishingfinancial.com, or give me a call at 949-481-1807.
All right. We're going to see you at the Friends of Rallo event on Tuesday night at the Bally High.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll be there, too. So looking forward to seeing everybody there on Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that. We'll see you on Tuesday night. Talk to you next Saturday. Let's go high in the sky. Our pilot, Tom Green's on the line. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How's everything going in there today?
Terrific, man. What's going on in the air?
Well, I'm on my way to the office now. I'm going to go out and play with the sports today. We're going to see how many schools we can get them on. I know there's fish like... you know what, out there, and it looks like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, indeed. Now, give us some highlights of what you've been seeing flying around out there among the schools.
Well, you know, of course, just like what you guys were talking about today, it's just insane. The big fish, the small fish. And I have been seeing some real good schools of yellows in there by the Coronados, and that looks really interesting. And it just... things are starting to open up on the ocean here. I think we're going to really start doing something now.
Yeah, no kidding, man. It sounds like things are starting to change a little bit, right?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. But the big fish, I saw a school of fish the other day, Pete. I didn't see one of them under 250 pounds. It was about a 10-ton spot just above that 302. I mean, they were huge. It scared me. I picked my feet up.
Oh, man. That's a lot of
so cool.
And I understand you also saw a huge swath of yellowtail at the Coronado Islands, too, right?
Yeah, no, that's it. It was a good school. I sent pictures to Ken, so I'm sure all you guys got them. But is a nice spot of yellowtail. Nice size fish, too. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, no
the
kidding.
Quality of fish.
And Tom is working now for the Sport Fishing Association of California, and your job is to put the sport boats on fish, right?
That's it. I try to keep them in the area, and if they're out there when I'm there and I'm close by, I get them on the schools. That's what I plan on doing today. I'm really excited about that. Going to have some fun working with the sports, getting them on the fish today.
Perfect conditions today for doing that, right?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
No, it's always good, but yeah, it looks like the weather's going to be phenomenal today.
Well, Tom, thanks a lot for being our eye in the sky, and again, riding one of the Sport Fishing Association of California boats, all four landings out of San Diego and landings up and down the coast. Tom's the man to put you on the fish. Hey, appreciate it, Tom, and we'll talk to you next week.
You bet. We'll be talking to you. You guys have a great Father's Day, and all your listeners, too.
All right. See you, Tom. Back at you, Tom. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook. Live or frozen, the most important point to remember when rigging a squid is to use the Gamakatsu Octopus 4X hook. Nothing penetrates deeper or holds tighter. While true that every captain has his own tricks for how to rig a squid, there's no question on which hook to use. That's the Gamakatsu Octopus Hooks. You can check them out at your favorite tackle store.
All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Encino this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome
to
Let's Talk Hook.
Thanks for hanging in there, Mike.
Hey, what?
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. Hey, I have a question for Ron, the kayak, fast plane kayaks. Those are demo models, yes, that you're selling. How many do you have?
We had 10 Outbacks. About half of them are gone after yesterday. And then we have, I think we have 6 Pro Anglers left.
Okay, are you, auction type? Or
just come down, jump in a couple boats, test out what you want. They're all very, very new because we used them in Fishing Mission. Which is, there was only 8 of them.
Yeah.
You know, 8 fishing missions, and, yeah, it's lightly used. And I got to tell you, these event boats don't come up very often, so when we have an opportunity, you got to take a look at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can even put trolling motors on. My brother's got a 12-foot pro anchor.
Hey, whoa. We got to disguise our exercise with fun.
Oh, sorry for tipping that off, man.
That's right. But you can get those.
Yeah, you can
put
motors on.
There's an entire catalog of fishing accessories, including a trolling motor, right?
But you can't tell your wife you're going exercising.
Yeah. Indeed. But, yeah, Mike, if you give them a call, I know you're way up in Encino, but if you give them a call at the shop, they could probably tell you kind of what they can do for you, and then worth the trip down to San Diego, down to Mission Bay, and check them out.
Yeah. And let me add one more thing. I had a cellular kayak a long time ago. I was off of La Jolla way out, and I caught a sand bass, and it's a 3-chamber kayak, and I lip grabbed that thing, and it twisted in my hand and ripped a hole in the bottom chamber, and I was lucky to get back in to shore with the other 2 chambers. Your inflatable kayak, is it strong? What gauges of plastic or the rubber on that?
No, they're really strong. But if you slip a gaff, oops. They are 3-chambered, and you will get back. And
go big or go home. Get the good stuff.
That's right. Well, and that Mirage Drive will get you home a lot quicker.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling us from Encino. Appreciate that. Hey, Rick, you had an experience this week with our good friends Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision, right?
Yeah, I was. I heard the spot during the last break, and I just wanted to take a shot. Typical Southern California. I got smacked on the road on a little fender bender, and we talk about it all the time. I mean, that's how those guys at Poway Valley Collision were friends of ours first, and then customers of the show. But I mean, just from another very personal experience, I did nothing. I got in a fender bender, dropped the car off with Jim and Mary, and she handled everything.
And they
Mary
set up
Pansella.
The rental car. For
I mean,
you.
Everything, yeah. Dude. Like they had me in a rental car the next day. They, those guys picked me up at the house. They dealt with the car, picture messages of the progress of how my car was going, all the things that were happening and not happening. She goes, these parts came in, but I wasn't happy with it, so I sent this back, and I got this. And, I mean, I literally, people say it's like the cliche thing to say all the time, but my car for sure is better now than it was before it got in the fender bender from those guys. They were awesome. I mean, I have no dollars out of my own pocket. They handled every phone call with my insurance company, everything. It was awesome.
And that's what they do for people that listen to Let's Talk Hookup. It's you, yeah, sure, but they do that. I know I've had
countless listeners yes.
say the same story about Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision. It's worth the drive, whether you're in Orange County, L.A., I mean, San Diego. These guys will take care of you. How many kind of bad experiences you've had in the past?
Exactly.
And they, you know, deal with all the insurance companies. They handle the whole thing.
There's plenty of places that are closer to me than them, but that it was a no doubt, and I will never, and I mean, anybody that has any issue like that, I can't even tell you the experience I had. They were awesome.
You bet. Absolutely. We're proud to have them as a sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Poway Valley Collision, for sure.
That's for sure. Well, we got some super patient callers that want to talk to the boys. How about next up, we talk to Matt. He's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Matt, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, no problem. Good luck to you and your dad and your trip up to Alaska.
Thanks, Matt.
Question. What's the longest rod within reason that you can fish on a kayak?
What do you think, Hayden?
I know Kevin, Sea Samurai, he's got, like, I think a 10-and-a-half footer.
Oh, that'd be the lure.
Yeah, and Jared, you know, Hayden's older brother, Jared, he fishes long. He loves surface irons. That's his whole deal.
Yeah.
And those pro anglers will carry any size.
Yeah, I mean, you could, I mean, I carry a 9-footer on there, no problem, right? I mean, it's not a matter of, it's, if you can throw it, you can carry it, really, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing limiting those boats anymore.
No.
And the guys designing them, use them. The guys that, you know, when you're out in a boat, Kevin is out in a boat more. And he has the ear of all the engineers. So they're figuring this stuff out. And I got to tell you, the evolution, the development of the Hobie kayaks never stops.
Yep.
You can stand on that pro angler and make the cast with that long rod.
That's pretty cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com. And find a dealer near you.
It's the Boat Show happening today and tomorrow right across from the airport in San Diego, the San Diego International Boat Show. I mean, I'm telling you, I went yesterday. It's a great event to take Dad or the whole family out to see the boat show. They have so much stuff going on. And what a beautiful weather weekend it is. Perfect weather weekend. And the boats, this show is bigger than ever. I mean, it's a serious big-time boat show.
To get an idea, the show is bigger than the base. I mean, they literally put docks in just for the show to have the amount of in-the-water space. You won't believe what goes on in that harbor. It's so cool.
Really, really nice. You know, I was there with some friends. We went and had lunch over at the Sheraton next door and then walked over to the boat show. Lunch was pretty good at the Sheraton, by the way. and walked over to the boat show and had a really nice afternoon just kind of cruising around, checking all the things, seeing all the big boats. Like I said, Pete Giacalone and the Kustle Yacht people are down there. I know Big Bay Yachts is down there and a lot of stuff down there. Sea Deck and stuff. There's so much to see, so much to do. You won't have time to see it all unless you go maybe 2 days, but just spend the day down there. What's the hours, Rick?
Where are you going to have that much fun for $15? Again, it's only $15 for such a great opportunity. Again, today it's from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Sunday, last day of the show, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. $15, kids 12 and under free, active duty military discounts. It's such a great time. Highly, highly recommend checking out the San Diego International Boat Show.
That's it. SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com for more information.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olokai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olokai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they're based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olokai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite Olokai sandals are the Ohana, water resistant and great for the beach or the boat. Olokai is always coming out with great new styles too, like the Noheya Moku that features a no-tie bungee lace with patented drop-in heel that lets you slide right in. And the Razor Sip bottom delivers plenty of traction on the boat deck. Share your aloha with the Olokai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olokai and tagging your photos with hashtag Anywhere Aloha. Olokai footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or olokai.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you going to Alaska?
I'm out of here, dude.
Yeah, you got to go, right?
Yes, it's the Father's Day special. Dad's been hanging out in the studio, and we're going to boogie. Yeah, we're gonna jam out and head on up to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, and can't wait. And looking forward next weekend to give the full detail report on how the whole thing went. Doug Kern's going with us, and yeah. Gary White, and a great group. And Dad and I are going to go do it up and catch a bunch of halibuts and salmon.
You guys have fun.
Can't wait.
Have a great
Thanks,
trip,
buddy.
And enjoy yourself. Take care of your dad.
You better believe it, man.
Yeah.
Father's Day trip.
Catch him a 300-pounder,
sounds
okay?
Sounds good to me. All right,
all
boy.
Right, Rick.
Well, have a great
travel.
Show, Ron Hayden. Lots of fun. And, yeah, can't wait to give the full report when we get back.
All right.
Thanks,
very
boys.
Good. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Safe travels, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, and let's talk to John and Mira Mesa. Good morning, John.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. Okay, so when the Mirage Drive 180 first came out, it seemed like the jury was still out on how it compared to the turbo, the standard turbo, as far as speed. Now that it's been out for a while, what's the verdict on that?
You know, that's a really good question. That's a winner question. Here's what I found. My initial feeling was that it wasn't as fast on the top end. But what I didn't realize was that the lower end, when you're just tootling around, when you're just basically just pedaling lightly, it's much faster and easier. So there is a difference. I don't think anybody new at it or isn't in them daily would notice it. But I kind of have that feeling. I ran it by the engine, you know, the designer of that thing, you know, right after I got done thanking him for the 100th time for inventing it. But the Mirage Drive, the new one, is very tunable, and we're still learning about it. But I have a feeling it's going to be the same to most people. But I think there's advantages at that low end.
Is the 180 totally necessary? No. You can get along with fine, but is it nice? Man.
You know, that's funny you say that, Pete, because I'm getting spoiled. I spoil very easily. And
It's cool being able to pull that switch and go in reverse, right, Hayden?
Well, yeah. I mean, we went 20 years without reverse.
Yeah.
And you know, I learned to live without it. But now that it's there, and if I go back to one without it, I'm always reaching for those tabs. You know, oh, I don't have reverse right now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you notice, and then you miss it.
Then you miss it.
How about when we're up in those boiler rocks over at San Clemente Island? This was on Wednesday. We're fished all day, and we're getting in real close. And, you know, there's a little bit of surge, there's a little bit of breeze, and sometimes you just want to make that cast into that zone. You can back right out of there. You don't have to turn the kayak and be awkward. It's brilliant.
Now, Does the Mirage Drive 180, can that fit in any Mirage Drive Hobie kayak?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you have a current older model Hobie Mirage Drive kayak, you can convert to the 180.
Absolutely. And I would only do that on 2015s and 16s. If you have anything older, trade it in. Get a new boat.
Oh, get
because the game changer is everything. The seat, that new
because
seat.
Because by the time you pay for the 180, you're better off just kind of upgrading.
Well, everybody knows that all Hobies hold their value better than anything.
So let's talk about that for a second. You have an older Hobie. You're going to trade it in. Let's say I have an older Outback with the old seat, the old, you know, wet butt seat, all that stuff. You want to trade it in.
Right.
I mean, you'll take trade-in. You'll take give them a good value.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with the trade-ins?
Well, Hayden knows this. He's one of our main sales guys, and he trades in lots of boats. Hayden, just talk them through the process.
The trade-in thing's as easy as can be. We'll give you a good price for it. It's crazy how well they hold their value. The kayaks go up in price every year, so when people are looking at used kayaks, they're comparing them to the new ones. And maybe you're just, you know, you're selling it for, if you bought it used, you're selling it for really close to what you bought it for years ago. And then you got to enjoy a kayak, you know, for years for just a few $100.
And upgrade to the new one.
And then upgrade to a new one.
Well, that new Mirage Drive 180 costs $800. So, you know, the jump in price from 2016 to 2017 was only $150.
Oh.
So.
And that includes the 180.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the standard deal now, all of them have the 180.
They all do. They're all coming with 180s.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Kevin in Pacific Beach. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning. Like to give kudos out to Ron and his family and the operation that they have down there. It's great.
Thank you.
I went on the first fishing mission you guys had. I think you guys were talking about the Islander trip with the Mirages. And I went on the first fishing mission. Back then it was free. You know, everything was all inclusive. And I was sold. I bought a boat, one of the demos. And it actually has a Let's Talk hookup sticker on it and like a Kino, some sponsors of yours. And I know you guys do the trading, but I would never give up that boat. Whenever I take that boat to the bay, to beach parties with the family, everybody who's intimidated by the water even want to go on it. They're not afraid. They see you go out there having fun, and they just love the Hobies.
That's so cool. Such an awesome deal.
You know,
how many people like Kevin have you turned on using fishing mission as the vehicle?
Well, it's been a huge success for us. Yeah. I mean, sharing the stoke. When you go out and catch a spotted bay bass, why is that so fun?
Yeah.
It's a little fish, you throw him back. But gosh, I giggle like a kid. I know Hayden's gotten hooked on fishing lately. I think he went every day this month catching a fish or something.
And it's so easy, right, Hayden?
Yeah. I can get off work, I go home, eat, and then, you know, maybe fish for an hour at sunset. Because it's so easy to launch the thing, catch a bunch of fish, bring it back, no, you know, hose the thing off, that's it.
Yeah. When I, the first time, Dennis Spike, the legendary Dennis Spike.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the one of the founding fathers of kayak fishing back in the day, right?
Very true.
And he's the guy that got me into kayak fishing. Back when nobody was kayak fishing.
Nobody.
I remember being in La Jolla by myself on a kayak. When does that ever happen, right?
Not anymore.
And there's biting yellowtail and sea bass and stuff like that. But he just said it just gives you more time on the water. That's what Dennis used to always say.
You know, it's funny, and Jim Salazar is sort of in that same era.
Yeah.
And those guys are old school
yep.
kayak guys, and it's
yeah.
so fun to talk to them about, you know,
the
changes.
Day.
Yeah.
Oh, man, and things are so much better now today.
Ooh.
I remember being cold and wet and uncomfortable and not and having a paddle instead of pedal. It's like, ah, come on. No more of that.
What did Hank Parker say? He said, if you got a paddle in your hand, you ain't fishing.
Yeah, isn't that true? Hey, appreciate the call this morning. That does free up. If you want to get through, your only chance at 877-792-1090. Let's go to Venice and talk to Jonathan. Jonathan, okay. Thanks for listening today.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Great.
I had a question about the kayak with the Mirage pedal system. So my buddy was telling me, or he was thinking that it gets caught up in the kelp. Could you guys tell me about, you know, does the motor system get caught if I'm, you know, patching through a little kelp bed or not?
Good question. It's a great question. And sometimes I actually use that as a way to stop my drift. I'll go in and get stuck
correct.
On the kelp so I can fish a little bit. Now, to clear it, super easy. Just lift up the pedals, lock them right back down. Now with reverse, you can back out.
Back out of it, yeah.
Yeah, I watched Hayden in the kelp, and he would go forward a little bit, then backwards a little bit, and he'd just make a little hole and just shoot right out. It's a simple thing. A lot of times, guys that aren't familiar with it and using it don't realize how easy it is.
When you, it's so easy to pull that Mirage Drive out.
Yep.
To get out of there.
Yep. It's called the click and go.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Click
easy
and
in,
go.
Easy out. But the other thing that's cool is when you, if you get into the kelp, you can put your feet, you can lay those pedals flat against the hull.
One
and then
forward.
Just breeze right over it.
Yep. Well, and I did see, you know, Alex from Shimano used to be a fishing guide. At La Jolla.
He's a good fisherman.
Oh, he's great.
He's really good.
I was
fisherman.
Watching him in the kelp catching calicos. And,
yeah.
And he used his paddle and got deep in it by doing that, putting one foot forward, keeping the Mirage Drive flippers up, and he just would paddle into these zones and be able to fish deep in it. Well, the kelp did kind of rise up when the current, stopped. And he was using that to his advantage, being able to use the paddle to ghost over it. But then he could still pedal while he was fishing.
Pretty cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, morning, everybody.
Hey,
Happy
Kenny.
Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Hey, I had a question about power, running all your electronics, your bait pump, fish finders, cameras, things like that. But on the kayaks there, but I also think I might have a helpful hint too.
Go for
it. What kind of battery system do you guys use?
Well, right now on our fish finders, we're typically, installing the Lowrance's 12-volt battery. It's just right in the Hobie catalog. It has a little clip that just clips right on the mast inside the boat, so it's a really tidy little install. And the bait tanks come with a 6-volt battery in them, and they come with a charger. It's real,
already built in.
Yeah, it's real simple.
Really?
Built in. And
you just strap that thing in, and you're done.
The hardest thing is remember to use the 6-volt charger on the bait tank and the 12-volt charger on the fish finder.
So what's your idea, Kenny?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm a mechanic and stuff. I work at an RV shop. And we all buy these little mini jump packs from our tool suppliers and stuff. They have like USB cords, right. Jumper cables. Like
I got one of those
small power pack.
Yeah,
yeah. It's this one I have is like 7 inches long, 3 inches wide, and 1 inch thick. They're really small. And they're really powerful, and they last a long time.
Hey, so
they're
about
not cheap.
Yeah, but they would add. It would be like you could do an add-on power thing.
Yeah, pretty much, I would say. I mean, they're very small, compact.
What about a solar charger?
Well, they've got them in the catalog.
They do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you could put a solar charger on the thing and never run out of juice in your kayak.
Well, those guys down in Baja have to be kind of creative with that.
Sure.
So, yeah, I've heard of that. I haven't done it. I mean, I launched in the morning at first light off the Islander on Wednesday. I fished the entire day with the bait tank, one charge, super easy. I was 11 hours, close to 11 hours on the water with that bait tank running.
One of my wife Lolly's friends was asking, you fish on a kayak? And I said, yeah. She goes, is that like something new? I said, there's an entire catalog filled with fishing accessories. How many pages is that catalog, Hayden?
Let's see.
I mean, it's an entire catalog with just everything.
73 pages.
Yeah. Of kayak fishing accessories that Hobie makes for kayak fishing.
Everything from trailers, beach wheels, fish finders, ram
racks.
Mounts, racks. You know, how about that rack?
That easy load rack?
The
that
side
thing
loader,
is the coolest. It drops down to the side of your truck. You place the kayak in, and then you lift it and put it on top of your truck.
That's a Thule product. Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
I mean, the things that they've invented now, the Hullivator. Love it. And bait tanks, rod holders, fish finders.
Gun mounts.
Gun mounts? Yeah. Really? You're going to go hunting on your kayak? That'd be cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, go duck hunting.
I got to tell you, when Hobie saw the need. Hank Parker was one of their team guys, early pro team guys with Jackie Smith. These guys got with these fishermen and said, you engineers need to listen to this. You're in the fishing industry now. And I got to tell you, they're doing a great job.
Oh, yeah.
New product.
And, Ron, we didn't even have time to talk about stand-up paddle boards that we love to be on and surf. And like the Corky Carroll model. I just love that board.
Oh, that's trending right now, Pete.
It's awesome.
They're a little wider, a little more stable,
but
still turns, really light.
Turn better.
Oh, I saw you surf it.
Yeah,
you're doing great.
It works for an old guy like me, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to give away a couple of great prizes, tell you all about tomorrow's show, and wrap things up here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
For East Cape Fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cimarron Electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 10A. All right, the guys pulled a couple of great winners here. And the winner of the Fishing Mission, your choice of dates there, is going to be Mike in Encino. Mike, you're going to have a great time at Fishing Mission. It's so much fun. You're going to love it. Love it, love it, love it. I really have a great time at those.
Me too.
And then the winner of the Father's Day special, Olakai, the Nohea Moku shoes, which I love. I wear them every day. And that's courtesy of Olakai. And two tickets to the captain's reception, the Wicked Tuna captain's reception at the Ballyhoo restaurant on Tuesday night, this Tuesday night. Tickets still available, by the way. Benjamin in Encinitas. Benjamin in Encinitas, you're the winner of that. Congratulations. And thank you, Ron and Hayden. Somebody, you just don't get enough of this fast lane stuff. So how do we find and get more from you?
Hey, I got a great idea. Call us at 619-222-0766 and get your father an I-11 for Father's Day.
What a great idea. Or just sign up for a fishing mission. Give them a fishing mission.
Give them a fishing mission. We got one coming up on the 9th. And what's the other date?
16th.
Yeah. 16th.
That's the two Sundays in a row, right?
That's
right after 4th of July weekend. And where do we find you, Hayden, if we want to come down and check out all the goodies?
Yeah, right down in Dana Landing across the street from SeaWorld, 2590 Ingram Street.
It's the ultimate toy store. Stand-up paddle boards, kayaks.
Traeger grills.
Traegerous. You got all those great stuff. So thanks, guys.
What's in your Traeger?
Yeah, for sure. And thank you for listening today. We're going to be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Mike and the guys from 22nd Street Landing are going to be talking yellowtail, barracuda, sandbass, and more. Right here, Mighty 1090 tomorrow morning. Thanks to Ted on the other side of the glass and on the phones. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here, Mighty 1090.